And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama. I mean, we're talking about down south of Birmingham. We're up north of Huntsville. We're Tuscaloosa, over to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and Mississippi thrown in just for good measure. And glad to have you with us today. So the bottom line is this. Sanctuary cities exist. They do. They're out there. We've all heard about them. And I look at it and think, okay, people wonder why illegals are streaming across the border. Could it be that in part there's this dangling carrot called sanctuary cities? I would suggest that at the very least it's on the list. Now, granted, the United States is still, you know, a safe haven for people who want more life than they're, what they're seeing in other places. I get that. We're still the shining city on a hill. But I would say, too, that there's also some freebies out there that sweeten the pot, especially in places that call themselves sanctuary cities. But look at our border, first of all. Story that came out of FoxNews.com yesterday. Today. ABC, CBS, NBC more likely to bash GOP governors than the Biden administration when covering the border crisis. You know, it's one of those things where it's like it's news, but it's not news. You know what I'm saying? It's news, but not news. Like, I think we knew that, but then you see the numbers, you're like, wow. So here's the deal. The story on Fox today is, you know, here we are. U.S. Customs and Border Protection data, it says, recently revealed that fiscal year 2022 ended with 2.37 million migrant encounters, the highest ever in a recorded fiscal year. By the way, that does not include 599,000 known gotaways. So what you're looking at there is just under 3 million. 3 million illegals crossing the border. Okay, a group called the Media Research Center, though, analyzed the evening newscast on the three major broadcast networks and found that CBS Evening News, ABC's World News Tonight, and NBC Nightly News spent only 143 cumulative minutes covering the border crisis from October of 2021 to September 2020. So basically, they between the three networks, you only saw 143 minutes total in a year. In the year that had, by the way, the highest ever illegal immigration crossings. But then in September, the article points out, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis followed through on his promise to drop off illegal immigrants in blue states. His move came after Texas Governor Greg Abbott sent migrants from overwhelmed Texas towns to Washington, D.C. And once the two Republican governors made news related to Biden's border crisis, all of a sudden, the evening newscast on ABC, CBS, and NBC suddenly had a newfound interest, and they spent 61 minutes in 1 month on immigration. So, yeah. And then when you look at it, too, they found that there were 26 negative comments about Republican governors compared to only one comment from a nonpartisan person who was commenting supporting the GOP governors. The level of bias here is galling. Ain't nothing wrong with the Biden administration letting the gates be opened, but when the gates are opened, how dare you move them from one state to another? Well, the Biden administration moves them from one state to another. I will say this, though. Alabama's own Quinn Hillier, he writes for the Washington Examiner. He got a piece that came out 2 days ago called Honest Democrats Know the Border Isn't Secure. He points out, he says, Democrat Representative Henry Cuellar of Texas essentially called the vice president a liar on Fox News Sunday morning. And he's right. Cuellar, says, who claims to be a conservative despite having a very poor voting record, corrected the record on Sunday by saying the obvious, namely the border is not secure, despite the fact that the vice president says it is. On this, it says Cuellar is right and the ramifications are dire. Goes on to point out, too, that the U.S. Department of Homeland Security reports that Mexican cartels, their income from smuggling illegals is estimated to have soared from $500 million in 2018 to $13 billion this year. That's an increase of 2,500%. There's a return on your investment. So the border being what it is, you got to look at it and go, so what's bringing 3 million people? What the heck? Well, at the center of it all, at the center of all the controversies, sanctuary cities. Story on National Review points out, it's an interesting story because it points out the fact that the cities claim to be sanctuaries That was Boomer and I were laughing right beforehand. I remember Hunchback from Notre Dame. Sanctuary! Sanctuary! Okay, anyway, that's a total aside. That was so unnecessary of me, Boomer. Boomer's just laughing at me right now.
But it makes sense. Sanctuary, I gotta go.
Yeah.
I gotta go.
Yeah. Just swinging down, getting the girl, swinging her back up into the Notre Dame Cathedral. All right. National Review has an article came out 2 days ago. 2 days ago. Headline, sanctuary cities are failing. Actual sanctuaries are stepping up. What they're saying here is that the sanctuary cities, the ones who sanctimoniously declared to the world, we'll take them, we won't turn them away, we would, if they came to us, if we were on the border, we would make sure that they knew they were loved and they had all the things and it'd all be good and sunshine and unicorns and rainbows, things like that. Okay. What's happening now is the cities that often declare themselves to be sanctuary cities are struggling because they had the beauty of rhetoric and yet none of the responsibility. And then suddenly when busloads of illegal migrants began showing up, they didn't know what to do. So what's happening is, in most cases, NGOs, non-governmental organizations, charities, Catholic church services are all stepping in to fill the gap. Now, the cities are doing some. You're seeing shelters being opened. You're seeing things happening. City services are being, you know, turned on their head trying to figure out what to do. But here's a point in the National Review's article. In December of 2020, the Democrat-dominated Council of the District of Columbia voted in favor of the, quote, Sanctuary Values Act, enshrining Washington's status as a sanctuary city. But until earlier this year, when Governors Greg Abbott of Texas and Doug Ducey of Arizona decided to bring the border to Washington, the city's commitment had not been put to the test. Well, so far it says nearly 9,400 migrants have arrived in the district. By the way, the District of Columbia ain't that big. You can about throw a rock from one end to the other. So I will say this. They're screaming, they're crying, but 9,400 is kind of like, wow, what just happened? Wow, 9,400, yep. But it points out that Mayor Muriel Bowser, who, you know, I'm sure she was busy kneeling on the streets with BLM activists or something, that she has basically bungled the slowly unfolding crisis. It's been a slowly unfolding crisis, but nonetheless, she doesn't know what to do. No plan, no ability to reconcile, just literally like, we don't know what to do. She asked for the National Guard to be brought in. The DOD denied it. Various politicians and officials, it says, assumed the buses were just a little bit of a Republican publicity stunt. But nope, they keep coming. One Catholic church in particular, St. Peter's on Capitol Hill, has played a key role in providing aid to migrants since July when Father Brendan Glasgow noticed that large groups of migrants were congregating in Union Station. St. Peter's has now received 80 migrants per week from Arizona and Texas for a total of almost 700. And it says, while the so-called sanctuary city's civic authorities scrambled to marshal its resources, the ecclesial authorities, the church, had already had a ministry dedicated to serving as Good Samaritans, stepped up and stood in the breach. That's what's happening right now. These sanctuary cities, they have no idea what to do. Now listen, I'll be honest, their best bet is a public-private partnership. Their best bet is to say, okay, NGOs, charities, can we, and if the government acts as a conduit, sort of like a FEMA situation, when a tornado hits, you don't want aid coming in and running. And by the way, I've been to multiple major disaster outbreaks in my area when I was a state senator, and you would set up a command post, and you would have the basically the answering authority. If an NGO showed up and wanted to help clear, they didn't need to go straight out there on their own. We need to coordinate. We would send them to where they're most needed. We would make sure they had what they needed. We'd also make sure that they knew how best to do things without getting in the way or, for that matter, putting themselves at risk. And so that command center became the thing. This is what these sanctuary cities need to become. They need to become, if anything, command centers helping direct aid. But right now, they're being run by Democrats who believe that, more often than not, that just being government means you have the answers and you just apply tax dollars and you keep spending tax dollars. No, you need to engage the public-private partnerships, period. DeSantis, Washington Examiner again, September 16th. DeSantis says that he's sending 50 illegal immigrants to Martha's Vineyard. After sending 50 illegal immigrants to Martha's Vineyard, he told reporters he has no intention of stopping. He says the legislature appropriated me $12 million. We're going to spend every penny of that to make sure we're protecting the people of Florida. In his words, these sanctuary jurisdictions, they can put their money where their mouth is. You see, that's what's happening. The folks on the border are sick of hearing the, like I said, sanctimonious statements of these so-called leaders of sanctuary cities saying, well, if we were on the border, this is what we do. Well, guess what? Every state is a border state now. When you have 3 million coming across the border, every state is a border state. But the numbers spell out where we really are. Where's that article I've got that talks about? I tell you what, Boomer, take us to a break, man. I've got an article right here somewhere that tells you what Chicago received and how basically what they got in 4 months is what we get in 1 day or 2 days on the Texas border. I'm going to find that article and make it first out the gate when we get back. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama. Solid conservative, just plain right. Saving the world one soundbite at a time. Here's that article I had, Wall Street Journal. That's where it was. Karl Rove wrote a piece in the Wall Street Journal. It came out September 21st, so we're right at a little over a month ago. The headline, or the title of it, was A Test of Sanctuary City Empathy. He points out, he says, in the opening line, he says, to hear the Democrats tell it, the decision by Texas, Arizona, and Florida to relocate aliens to sanctuary cities is a project of abject cruelty. One Massachusetts Democratic legislator just labeled it morally criminal. And MSNBC host Chris Hayes called it deeply, deeply sick, and Senator Dick Durbin criticized it as pathetic. Okay, there's some rhetoric for you. I mean, if that's not the pot calling the kettle black, I don't know what is. The Democratic politicians running the recipient cities are no fans either. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot, Rove says, called it un-American, while New York Mayor Eric Adams characterized it as an erosion of basic human rights. This is so over the top. Washington Mayor Muriel Bowser complained it was a crisis that is certainly not of our making. No, you didn't declare yourselves to be a sanctuary city. Not at all. Listen, here's the deal. Rove put the numbers down solid. He says, put another way, communities along the southwest border, primarily Texas and Arizona, have had to deal with, on average, 6,420 people crossing into America every day this year. What Chicago got in 2 months, the southwest border sees every 2 hours. What? Did you hear that? They are crying. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot calls it un-American. And yet, when you look at the numbers, you literally see that 6,240 people cross into America every day this year, which means that Chicago, in 2 months, got what the southwest border sees every 2 hours. But they're crying. And then it goes on to say, and of course, though Democrats complain about Republican relocation efforts, they're pretty mum on the Biden administrations. The Department of Homeland Security has relocated illegal aliens, primarily unaccompanied minors, the feds claim, to other parts of the country. Ain't nobody saying nothing about that. Ain't nobody speaking up and saying, well, that was un-American. That was morally criminal. Why? Because, I don't know, maybe Biden's not shipping them to sanctuary cities. Or at the very least, because they don't want to call attention to it. What's happening is this gives them a chance to call out Republicans, but the reality is the Republicans are like, yeah, keep talking. If I were Ron DeSantis, I'd be saying, hey, Lori Lightfoot, keep talking. Because every time she goes to the mic, all it does is help his situation. You know, it's just unbelievable. But yet NBC News on the very next day. Story by Karl Rove was on September 21st, NBC News September 22nd, says sanctuary cities are straining to support the thousands of migrants arriving by bus. Says the arrival of thousands of migrants in New York, Washington, Chicago, and beyond has sent officials of those cities scrambling to us. It's funny, but it's not funny. I mean, you look at this and go, y'all are idiots. The very idea that you're going to cry about what you've received in 2 months when you declare to the world, we're a sanctuary. I mean, the town council of Washington, D.C. passes the Sanctuary Act. And this literally, we would be compassionate if they came here. We would take care of them. We would love them and feed them and give them all that they need. And guess what? A busload show up and the freak out begins. Well, this is part of the problem, folks. I mean, I've got more articles here. I'm not sure I'm going to get to them, but here's the deal. Part of the problem that we've got is the dangling carrot of sanctuary cities. It needs to become an issue again. Now, granted, if the elected leadership of those cities wants to declare themselves into sanctuary status and say, y'all come, then okay, but then stop crying when they come. And stop crying when they get a free ride to get there, because you said you would. If the people in Florida believe it's best for their state to put them on a bus and ship them to a place that said, y'all come, and then the folks who said, y'all come, say, y'all go. I mean, how long did it take for the people in Martha's Vineyard to evict them from the island? Like 24 hours, right? Literally got them on the bus and out the door, hugged them, said, good luck to you. We'll see you. Bye-bye. Yeah. No jobs available here, never mind the fact that the local newspaper had over 50 open jobs posted that same day. Listen, the bottom line is this. It's hypocrisy. But hypocrisy is a part of what is driving the illegal immigration numbers through the roof. The reason why we have 2.3 million encounters and another 599,000 gotaways at the southern border is because silliness like declaring yourself a sanctuary city broadcast to the world outside of our border that if you can get here and then get to New York, or if you can get here and then get to D.C., or if you can get here and then get to Chicago or San Francisco or anywhere else that declares themselves a sanctuary, there's all kinds of free stuff for you. They'll take care of you. They said they would. And then it turns into like an episode of the Hunger Games. And it's just, you know, force on force. How do we get rid of them quick? I mean, I don't know. What are we going to do with these people? I don't know. The bottom line is it is absolutely hypocrisy for sanctuary city leaders to declare themselves a sanctuary and then complain when the people show up. Don't say y'all are welcome and then pull up the welcome mat when they start coming down the sidewalk to your house. You can't do it. You're done at that point. Last couple I'll point out here. Wall Street Journal had another piece back around the same time that Rove wrote his. Why Republican governors are sending migrants to blue states? Well, you can figure out why. To call attention to it. I mean, literally. I mean, I got another piece right here that actually confirms that. CBS News says on September 23rd, the Republican governors in Texas, Arizona, and Florida have said their operation to transport migrants to so-called sanctuary jurisdictions is designed to pressure Democrat politicians and the Biden administration to enact tougher border measures to deter illegal crossings. That's it, man. What else is there? You want to call yourselves a sanctuary, don't be surprised when they show up. And oh, by the way, if you want to complain, maybe the person to complain to is the guy who's in the same party as you, the guy who sits in the Oval Office right now, the guy who appointed his vice president to be the czar over the southern border. Maybe that's where you go. All right, look, folks, coming up next, Katie Britt just walked into the studio. We'll have the future U.S. Senator for the state of Alabama coming on the show here momentarily. Y'all stay tuned. Right Side Radio, we will be right back.